This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. I know there's a gazillion, and I mean a gazillion, other shows that you could be watching. But you know what I like to say? Well, actually, I like to believe it. I like to believe it shows how high your IQ is, and that's why you're tuned into us today. As I like to say, what do we call them? OL, you know, what do they call you in some places? OGs, right? Those old guard, old guys?
Original gangsters.
Is that old? Original gangsters? Is that what that's for? Well, let's call them OLs, original listeners, right? Happy birthday, Robert. Appreciate the time. I think he's been listening to us for like 106 years, hasn't he? Yeah, pretty much. Long time. Happy birthday to you. May you have 107 more. But you might have to leave the area you live in, because that state is like so gone. I grew up there, Robert. Not far from where you live, actually. I won't tell anybody, I promise. But not far from where you live, seriously. I mean, it's crazy, crazy, crazy. Anyway, happy birthday to you, and thank you guys for being avid listeners. I need you to take care of yourself, you know, because if any one of you passes away, I lose that number. I'll be under 12 listeners, and it'll take me off the air, so I want to make sure. No, I really do. I really do appreciate you all have different personalities and characters, and I get a kick out of it, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Y'all do, if you tell me when your birthdays are, you know, I'll plug them in and make them happen. I get a kick out of it, too. So, anyhow, yeah, a lot going on tonight. Our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, is going to join us. Always appreciate when he's on. He brings a, definitely brings a different viewpoint to all this, right? There's rumors going around what's that guy's name? The one that just left the White House. Come on!
Steve Bannon.
That's him, too. Steve Bannon. It's got a billionaire pushing or funding maybe another Fox News type of outlet. So us conservatives can actually depend on somebody to tell you the truth, give you some real news, instead of now just having a bunch of crying wimps. I mean, Fox didn't kind of sort of start going downhill. Fox took a nosedive. I'm listening to Ebony Williams saying to show you how phony these people are. I'm listening to her today interrupt the other two people she has with her, and she is so far left, it's pathetic. You know? So they need to, like, see you later, have a nice day. You know, I'm sure they'll have, I don't want to insult everybody over there. There's probably a half a dozen, but any one of those commentators now And you know which ones you know, aren't in this bucket. Could easily go to MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, XY, GH, WXY, whatever. Seriously. And for those of you yesterday, you know who else is, or what else has reared its ugly head? I know I'm going to insult somebody. I can't help it. Jim Baker is back in the news. I don't think you know, he's an interesting looking character, isn't he?
You might need to tell some people who that is.
I'm going to. Give me a second. Jim Baker and Tammy Faye Baker, remember they were back in, I think it was back in the 80s. They were the big televangelists. I think they had an amusement park because God wants everybody to have an amusement park. You know, God forbid there ain't enough of them. I mean, what kind of... Something I got to go look up the rides there at that park because I can only imagine with those two what the name of the parks were. So anyhow, you know, he went to jail for swindling people and the whole nine yards. And let's be clear here because I know some of you are going to jump on this. Not every televangelist, not every big ministry you have swindling going on by the guy at the top. All right? I don't buy it. You know, people around them, yeah, some of them do it. But I will not paint with that kind of broad brush. Anyway, Jim Baker, whose flamboyant 1980s ministry crashed after Baker was convicted of fraud, is now warning America they must be prepared for the end of times. And that Monday's eclipse, what is he jumping on a Trump bandwagon? I don't, anyway. oh, yeah, I can't. You know, every once in a while, I should pay attention to the board op. Sorry about that, guys. Anyway. And the Baker was convicted of fraud. We know that, right? So now he's trying to tell us that the end of times is right around the corner, you know, because everybody said that was going to happen with Trump. I guess now he's saying it's going to happen because of the eclipse. Right? Because God told him in a dream, after two nights of heavy drinking, God told him in a dream that he was plunging the world into darkness and reminds people, I'm still mad over the Obama years. Now, see, let's just be clear, and I know, again, I'm not setting out to insult you, but seriously, are you telling me that he is the only man on the planet that God showed up to after a whiskey binge and said, hey, I'm plunging you into darkness? You know, this thing that I do every 100 years or so, or however many years that we have a total eclipse, or whatever it is, you know, the thing that I set in motion, science, that's happening again, it's just nuts. I wish these guys would stop doing this. All right, I'm going to grab some air, glass of water, since the time is near. But it's actually going to start with our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, joined us in a few minutes. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off, plus free shipping.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. Get the rollerblades on. Here we go. And it's early. I'm Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I got the disco light on behind me because, yes, this. I mean, there hasn't been so much garbage, and I am sorry for you disco people. It was a dark time in my life. That's right. I was a rock and roll drummer, and the lead singer comes and says, "Hey, we're going to do this new disco stuff." And it just was, you know, I felt like I was constipated for like 8 years. It was terrible. Anyway. We're gonna get right to it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. Let's bring on our mad black man from Baltimore. Corey Duncan joins us, as he does every week, to help me understand what's going on in places like Baltimore and what have you. Nah, come on. You dude, really. I mean, disco, and you're a rock drummer, and they put disco on you. You might as well have been, you know, it was a bad time. That's all I got to say. Anyway. okay. So, So you must be having a... We haven't talked in about a week. And you must be having a ball. Because all this crazy stuff going on. Now we've got BLM and other people running around talking about how we have to give up our houses, our property, our businesses to them. And a bunch of white folks, stupid white folk, went to an event. I don't know if you can hear this or not, but I'm going to play the first few seconds of it. Because the trainer is a black woman who looks out at the white group. Oh, you got to hear this. I'm not telling you. I want you to hear it. Hold on.
So, I put... All white people are racist. So, I put this up because I really want any white person in the room to know up front that this is what we're dealing with, that it's not going to be this coddling of white tears and what that looks like.
We're not going to coddle white tears.
To discuss, oh, maybe some of us have worked it out. No, you're always going to be racist, actually. So even when...
You know, doesn't she sound like a white snob? No, you're always going to be racist, actually.
And you're on your path to trying to figure out how to be a better human being, because I believe that white people are born into not being human. Like, that actually...
I want you to take this down, a scientific fact. White people are born into not being human. Just so we're clear, I want you to have it right.
Instead of people of color and black folks being dehumanized, that actually everyone is dehumanized off rip within white supremacy, that y'all are born into a life to not be human, and that's what...
Yeah, so y'all white folk, you was born into a life not to be human. I just want to be clear.
Y'all are taught to do, to be demons. So in this particular way, white people are all racist. So I just want y'all to know that up front.
What do I do with that, dude? I mean, I'm sorry you have to put up with being on the show with a racist. I really do apologize. But apparently I can't help it because I was born white. What do you think?
Well, first of all, it's always a pleasure to appear, and I invite everyone to continue to support all of the podcasters and all of the great radio show hosts like Joe Messina and Ubellis and then everyone else, Xander. And, you know, now getting back to what you just said, you know, actually I was just sitting here and I was just kind of thinking that she sounds like a black person that's a hypocrite, and she probably has two or three white boyfriends. So don't all of them call into Joe's show right away or whatever, because she sounds like she's trying to fit in. And she sounds like she's educated, but she's trying to fit in when really she, you know, I find a lot of people like this, that, and they jump on this Black Lives Matter boat. And what they do is, you know, I'm giving my educated assessment of this, Texas A&M style, is it's a bunch of hogwash and horse hockey. Because here it is. If the people, everyone ever since Barack got in office, everyone's playing this. Now it's the reverse racism. And before... I'm interested to talk to a lot of white folks that feel like they need to give up everything that they have to any black person on the street to make things right. That's not making things right. That's like to say that you sleep around on your wife or your husband, and then, okay, you know, it's an old cliche, it goes, forgive, but I'm not. I forgive, but I won't forget. So my whole thing with this is, at what point do you let things go? I mean, do you carry the grudge around forever? Considering your race owns black slaves too. Also, that the fact that you are going around spreading hate all of the time to a group that should be on the terrorist watch list because they're making threats. So, I mean, they make threats to Donald Trump every day, but they're not, they don't go to Treasury. For whatever reason, the Treasury Department was not reported. Why don't they go after these people? I saw on a friend of mine, had a post up this week where they screenshotted the person that was actually making a threat towards the president. And the thing of it is, okay, so why are these people being arrested or whatever like doing it towards Barack, oh, they would have been this, been that. Joe Messina is not a racist. Joe Messina is Italian. So I guess you're going to say Germans, Italians, Canadians, anything, if they're pale or they white or anything. So what do you call albinos then? You know, I mean, I just cannot get this thing of this trying to play the race card. And that idiot that you had playing a few minutes ago talking about you were born into this or into that. Is she going to a college or she was just at a seminar?
She was given a seminar on racism and how all white people are racist, and you just can't help yourself.
Who allowed her that much airtime to even get that far in the conversation? See, this is what I'm saying. Again and again, I'm going to say it on your show. White folks, don't be afraid of being white. Don't be afraid of being conservative black folks, because guess what? Half of these people, and this is just like another discussion I had this past week, is the fact that they don't know the difference between a liberal, a conservative, a socialist, socialism. If you're doing all of this, I mean, most Democrats are socialists. They're undercover socialists. Half of them don't even know what a liberal is. They don't even know what their own, it's beyond me how some of these people got through life. That's all I'm saying.
You've got to take a deep breath. When we come back, I'll let you finish unloading on her. And then we're going to talk about Baltimore and how sneaky they are. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Corey Duncan will be with us after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Some of you, I have to look to the left to hit certain buttons for us to go live again and that kind of stuff. And I look to the left, and there's Al Sharpton. You know, I knew he eventually would come out from under his rock to talk about the epidemic of racism in this country that he's been speaking out against for years. You know, if we were so racist, if Trump was so racist, he would send his sorry unwhite butt out of this country for owing $4 million to the IRS. You couldn't owe, Corey, you couldn't owe the IRS $4,000 without them eventually coming to get your stuff, right?
$400.
It wouldn't take much, right? Oh, God, talk about privilege. Okay? I mean, guy's got...
Oh, but you know that they won't talk about that, though. Oh, no, we never talk about that part.
No, no. No, no. Anyway, okay. Back to where we were. I saw that occur in my eye. I couldn't let it go because he is just too much fun when he's on there. It's almost like a live caricature, is it not?
Well, you know, the good Lord takes care of babies, fools, and people like that. So,
all right. Speaking of fools, Baltimore is taking down its Confederate statues, but they're doing it in the middle of the night, you know, because they don't want any aggravation. They don't want any problems. The memories in the city include the Confederate Soldiers and Sailors Monument on the Mount Royal Avenue, the Confederate Women's Monument, and the West University Parkway, the Roger B. Taney Monument. I mean, a whole bunch of them are coming down, and... You're a man of color. You're a black man. Do you walk around all day with your shoulders slumped forward, your head hung down, going, "Man, I wish they." Every time I see these statues, I can't handle it. It just makes me feel bad about white people. I mean, really?
Well, first, let me say this. I'm a black American human being. I'm not affiliated to the black race or the white race or the no race, especially the black race, because of all of the people to talk about racism, how about being a hater How about all of the stuff that black people do to each other in their own race, but you got the nerve, the audacity, the gall to talk about white folks? Well, you know, my mom always had a cliche, you should clean up your own house before, you start wanting to talk about what somebody else's house look like. How about get those skeletons out of your closet, black folks, not all of them, but the majority rules. So my whole thing of it is, don't email me. I don't want to hear your whining and crying about me being an Uncle Tom. You can call me Uncle Tom all day. I tell us every week I come on here because I get one fool that will try me. Try me if you like, and we can debate all day long. And I can tell you, and we can sit and talk about what the black race needs to do with their race. How about, one, stop having leaders like Al Sharpton, who can't even pay his taxes, Barack Obama, who's spitballing instead of being a man and not being the punk coward he is, and go, hey, why don't these guys, why don't Trump get one of his planes, have them charter it, and take them to Chicago, to Baltimore, where they had 9 people shot in one night, Monday night. So why don't they take and go to Chicago, Detroit, or these places where the murder is off the chain or whatever, and fix that? Then you won't have to worry about people like races like Joe Messina or a plantation and like myself, where people want to call me. You can call me anything you want, but I heard you say something earlier saying that I could say that. No, I don't even say that my own self. But the whole thing of it is if you're going to say that about me, about being conservative, that, hey, look, just remember, for every action, there's a reaction. And if you say something to me, I'm going to say something to you, and I'm going to correct you. Because, see, a lot of these people that's making these comments and saying this and saying that or whatever, they don't even have a viewpoint. It's just that they just ride Barack's coattail. Well, guess what? The community organizer is not really the community organizer. He's the community chaos maker, and he stands on the side. What y'all claim white people have been doing for years, guess what? Now a black man is doing it. Back to Baltimore. They're taking down steps. I want to understand, now I'm going to bring this back because I said it last week, and I got to say it again. When we were all, I'm 48. I'm proud to be 48. Y'all bless me to be 49 next year. But if anybody in that range, around 80 or 81, we used to watch a TV show that had one white man and another white man, a blonde and a brown-haired white man. And they rode in this car that had welded doors. It was called the Joe Lee. It jumped over the boards there, it jumped over here, it jumped over there, and we thought it was the greatest thing in the world. Hee hee ha ha. Roll it forward. Now we got to take down. Because if we look at it, it's gonna make us think back for something that we wasn't even created, and all our mothers wasn't even created then. So you mean every set? So we gonna do that with white people and the social conservatory? Then why was the black statues, the people that they'll claim that did this and did that, let's take them down. They even had the audacity to say that Missy Elliott, they're gonna put her statue up in place of the Confederate one. Missy Elliott, what has Missy Elliott done that's so great? What, join the black boule? And, you know, sell your soul for a couple dollars? Really? What, do you want to talk about that? Because the black boule is no more different than Skull and Bones.
Look at, I'm with you, and I'm glad you're saying it. I'm glad you're laying it out. Because again, and you know, I was talking about this earlier when I said, so you and I were actually talking about during the breakout. I said, so if a black Democrat votes, you know, because Howard Dean said anybody who votes for a Republican in 2018 is voting for racism or is a racist. And I said, so if a black Democrat votes for a black Republican, does that mean that he's a racist? I'm confused because I don't understand. They throw out a word around so much, I don't really know what it means anymore.
The question needs to be asked to the people that's spurring the hate. Al Sharpton, Reverend Wright, Barack Obama. Let's ask them, because if that's the case, then any white person that's a sucker and votes for somebody that's black, because I'm going to tell you, if it was me and I was white and the way they, you know, being white, so, you know, trying to play this guilt trip, like, you're supposed to just hand your wallet over to me because of what your ancestors did. Really? Come say that to me. I wish I could just be white for one day, and you come and tell me that. I can't say what I would say to him, you know, on the show. But, yeah. You know, I'm just like, I'm curious to know what it is that they are looking for. Because all of this is going to cause somebody innocent to get hurt.
I agree with you.
And that's what is going to happen.
Yeah, I agree
with you. Because the more you play this game, it's going to potentially, it's going to make someone go out here and do something that if all of these people that claim that they are the community organizers and I'm your peacemaker, why don't you go and make peace?
Yeah, you make real peace.
That's how it's going now.
Yep. No, make real peace. I mean, you're exactly right. And then Al Sharpton now is coming out and he's sowing and he's saying, you know, look, where does this stop? He wants the Jefferson Memorial. He wants us not to maintain it anymore with taxpayer dollars because of what Jefferson represents. And
he
said it. No, he did say it. He said with taxpayer.
Okay. You owe $4 million, and you want to talk about the tax?
No,
yeah.
He says he doesn't owe $4 million. This is just a discrepancy with the IRS, and they're trying to work it out. And
$3,995,000. Yeah.
We gotta go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. We'll be back more with Corey Duncan after the break.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name.
We are back.
From the kind of car I drive.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. And yes, it better be American-made. I want to keep let's keep putting American people back to work. I heard the other day one of the owners of a mine, I don't know if it was Kentucky or Ohio, was talking about how they were actually opening up a second coal mine and that they were putting people back to work. It was allowing people in small cities and towns to be able to, they may even have a good Christmas this year. Oh my God, we can't have that. Not if Trump gets the credit for it, we definitely can't have it. It's sad. It is sad where these people have gone. And I told you this 2 years ago, I told you this was going to happen. We have now become party before principle. We are not Americans anymore. Now we are Democrats or we are Republicans. And what you do is going to make my party look bad. I hope you don't succeed. That's what we've gotten to. It's wrong. It's dead wrong. Corey Duncan, our mad black man from Baltimore, joins us, as he does from, actually every week, to help us get a tighter grip on reality when he's on the show with me. Corey, thanks for being on.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Now, Corey, you're a sports guy. I'm not. You know? I'm just not big on it. I mean, I can't see why I would watch somebody who's getting paid $3, $6, $10 million a year to carry a pigskin around on a grassy field, or to throw a ball around, or to shoot a hockey puck, and I get bupkis out of it. I don't get anything out of it. So, no, doesn't make me happy. But This is even better. ESPN decided to pull an announcer because of his name. They said that we collectively made a decision with Robert to switch games as the tragic events in Charlottesville were unfolding, simply because of the coincidence of his name. All right, in that moment, they said it felt good to all of us to pull him, and we regret doing it. This is not a weird story. This is not a whack story. Here's the problem. The announcer's name is Robert Lee. Okay? But, it gets better. He's Asian.
Let me say this. The real issue with this is the fact that now we're getting petty. We're getting petty and mushy like a bunch of punks. And that's what's wrong with this country. And that's why this man, I'm not saying he's Jesus Christ, but I'm glad he came along. And I'm glad that, you know, hey, look, the lowest unemployment since 2001. I give you Donald Trump. Okay. He's putting people back to work, not telling them, come here and you can have free health care, wink, wink, as long as you vote Democrat. And we'll take from the middle class, which is the fabric of the country, and give it to you. ESPN is a bunch of liberals to begin with. They have done nothing but ruin what has been the greatest thing in the world is to watch sports on television. And they're just like, I mean, I hate to bring it up, something similar to that, the WWE. When you run everybody else out of business and you want to be the only conglomerate, what is that? Okay, you're putting a chokehold on it, and nobody makes no money. Then you push any kind of politics or whatever you want to push. Now, this stuff about standing for the national anthem, hey, look, if they don't want to do that, see, the drama of it is bringing the wrong stuff into sports. I have not seen that in any AAU that my children play in, basketball. I have not seen that in none of the football games. Everyone stands because guess what? Maybe because probably my kids live in the state of Texas, and generally they don't do that down there in the Lone Star. Maybe these other places, liberal places, the freedom of speech. You know, hey, look, if Colin Kaepernick and the rest of these people don't want to stay in the locker room, then when it's over, then you can come out. I don't have a problem with somebody saying, hey, look, if you don't want to stay, as long as you throw that football and get the touchdown, pretty much don't nobody care about the politics. I mean, that's why he can't get a job in a pie factory now, and they were protesting to give him a job in the NFL, he didn't even deserve it. And it's not just based upon his politics why he didn't get a job. He got a job because he's a sorry fat quarterback. I'm sorry. It is what it is. And I was just peeking at Ben Carson giving a speech at the Trump rally tonight. God bless our president. And I hope that the Secret Service continues to give him the most protection, the same protection that they gave Barack Obama, you know, when he was flying around the country to all these vacations and my tax money and your tax money was paying for it or whatever, you know. Yeah. So, but we don't want to talk about that.
I was going to say, Al Sharpton's tax money wasn't paying for it, just so we're clear.
Right. Well, yeah. Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, but I mean, you can't read too much into that. If you understand who the people are at ESPN, you already know that they're a bunch of libs to begin with. And you know, that's just who they are. And I mean, they over-publicize things, and the things that they should publicize, they don't.
I agree with you. And we keep going in this direction, and it gets worse and worse. Look at how sad is it? How bad? To prove to you that it's strictly, and I mean strictly, partisan politics. Here you have Ben Carson and again I don't like doing this, but society forces you to do this to a degree. And here you have a man who happens to be black. He makes it into the cabinet of a president, and black Democrats are coming after him.
Let me get this real quick. First of all, That's called in the black neighborhood. Okay, let me give you the. Let me give you.
Please, I'm not that smart.
To come on, to tell you what it is. What it is called the porch monkey syndrome. Like what they have in Baltimore, the porch monkey and the crab syndrome. The crab syndrome is if I see you getting something or doing something a little bit better than me, I grab you and pull you back down. The porch monkey syndrome is I sit on the stoop and if you say you're gonna go to Vegas or here or why should you go there? It's stuff right here that you can go to because I want to broaden my horizons instead of staying in one place for the rest of your life. My God. And we can get away from trying, and this doesn't just happen on the political level. It happens in real life. You know yourself, Joe, because you see me go through it. I had a friend, a male friend, and he didn't trust me, this and that and this. You know, I'm just like, why are you worried about how many homes I have? Why are you worried about what my kids are doing? Why are you worried? I never knew that so many people have so much time, black folks have so much time to worry about what I have and what I achieved. Why don't you do the same thing instead of being a hater? And just like you had your shirts printed out, I'm going to have some shirts printed out, and I'm going to give them away free. That stuff, because I went and got on there, stop being a hater, and a picture of Robert E. Lee on the back of it.
No, you would listen. I would think that you would want, I did it growing up. You look at other successful people. I didn't look at the color of other successful people. I looked at other successful people. I went to see how they got out of the mess that they were in, how they did better, and I tried to emulate them. Wouldn't you think they would want to do the same thing in that community?
That's why I'll say this real quick. Cause I know we run out of time. I'm going to say this real quick. Anyone knows that's close to my family, and you yourself know that my children are coming upon something special. And we have tightened our circle because we have people that have come up, and I'm just like, where did you come from? They go to college, and it's just like, you know, where do these people come from? And it's always the black folks, and it's just like, I'm sorry, it's not all of you, but it's the majority of you. You know, well, I knew you way back when. You didn't know nothing. Where did you come from? And so, you know, I hate this, that the fact that they had the nerve to try to turn this around and try to make it about whitey or this person. Clear up your whole race before you start talking about the white race. Please do, because I see it every day. All you have to do, ladies and gentlemen, is go on Facebook, and you'll see it all day long.
Well, no, listen, I know that you're a veteran and you know, prior military service. Now they're talking about professors protesting the honoring of military at baseball games, okay? And she's calling it the militarized masculinity, heroicizing patriotism. They got to make up words to make you feel bad about yourself, apparently.
Let me tell you, watching the TV and seeing fighter jets fly over, you can't tell me that don't give you goosebumps or put a lump in your throat. And let me say this before you go any further. No, I didn't achieve anything, you know, because other people didn't achieve it. So, man, you can't achieve anything because they didn't. Because, you know, always remember, and it doesn't just apply to black people, it's all minority, it's anybody. The porch monkey or the crab syndrome? The porch monkey syndrome or the crab effect?
Yeah. Send your emails to Corey Duncan. You can find him on Facebook.
Please do. Corey Duncan on Facebook. Corey Prince Duncan on Twitter. Hit me up and I'll lay you out just like I did.
He's not prejudiced. He doesn't care what color you are, what size
Absolutely
you are.
Not.
He doesn't care about fat shaming, nothing. It really works out. Hey, we got to go. Always a pleasure to have you, Corey. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, too. Listen, when we come back, most millennials don't want to, they don't care about the Confederate monuments. Maybe they're too stupid to know. I don't know. And we are going to go further with this professor from Women's Studies who doesn't want to honor our military. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a little bit. Don't go far.